Breakfast.
Jay and Dave, on air weekdays and online now at cfmmackay.com.au.
Every July around Mackay on the Whit Sundays is the Whit Sunday Voices. Happens every year. This year, once again, the Dally Bay Literary Dinner is back again. That's on tomorrow night. We've got book signings from some of the artists and authors, and short story competitions and workshops with the kids. However,
special guests as well.
Yeah, our next special guest is in the studio at the moment. He used to be on Home and Away as well.
Stop. Come on, he played Tug O'Neill in 1992 through to 1994.
You're making him feel uncomfortable. Tristan Banks, good morning to you.
Hello.
Hi.
Mate, welcome to the studio. I can't stop staring at you, and I apologise for that, because all I see when I look at you is Tug from Home and Away.
Really? You don't look old enough to have ever seen that. Or do you watch the old episodes?
Tug. Oh my God.
I'm even calling you Tug now.
Are you kidding me? Are you serious? Or are you just taking the pee?
He's about nine.
Nine with a beard.
High five to that. No.
Are you kidding me?
Really? Let's talk about this, because Dave always says, no, you look old. You look old. How old would you say I actually am?
I would say 24.
F yeah. No.
Get out. Just go.
I'm close.
I'm not going to ask you what you think how old I look.
Dave would be in his 50s, I would say. closer to 40 than I am 30.
Oh, really?
So there you go.
Yeah.
Oh, well, so that, yeah, watching Home and Away years ago as Tug, how have things been since being on the show there, mate?
Well, life's sort of gone downhill. I've hit the skids, and I was wondering if you guys had known. I don't know. It's been good. I've been writing books for the past sort of, I think 2008, I had my first book for kids released.
Yeah.
And it's lots of fun, and I spent time in England before that presenting TV, and yeah, it's been a good adventure.
So the weather here at the moment is exactly like being in London, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, it's freezing.
Except minus the snow.
Yeah. Yes.
Minus the snow. How are you finding TV presenting to, or when you were doing that, compared to acting? Because Home and Away, it still is one of the best shows that we have on Australian television.
Right. Well, how did I like presenting? Yeah, I kind of liked being myself. I liked the freedom of that.
Yeah.
I'm naturally sort of curious, so I like to be able to pursue things and interview people that I find interesting. And same as writing books, you know, I really like being able to tell stories in different ways.
Yeah.
Now, they're all kids' books. I mean, some of them, you've got Two Wolves, you've got The Galactic Adventures, First Kids in Space.
Yes.
How cool is that? It's Your Life, My Life and Other Stuff Are Made Up. But you know what? What we're going to do, because I'm sure you're going to be talking and reading for kids in the library, part of the Whit Sunday Voices, yeah?
Yes.
Okay.
If not, surprise.
Yeah. We have got a passage from, I like to call it the Bible. It's the AC/DC Maximum Rock and Roll Deluxe Edition by Brendan Engelhart. Yeah. And I love him. I've read that so many times. So for you, there is a passage for you. I want you to do that in a, like you were reading to kids, because let's face it, Jay is a kid.
Like you're reading to Dave.
Okay.
Just give us a couple of sentences of that there. All right. Tristan, go for it.
Angus Young wasn't the most warm and welcoming sight with Herm when Herm Kovac first knocked on the door of the Young's home in Burwood. Herm Kovac, this little skinhead, the evilest, meanest looking guy you've ever seen, shaved head, went, "Yeah, what do you want?" When he said that, I actually stood behind Les Hall because I thought this guy's going to beat the crap out of me. I said, "I've come to see Malcolm. All right, come in."
Wow. There you go. Nice work. Look, it's probably not something you're going to read in any of your books anytime soon.
And just for the record, I don't read like that in the session. So any kids who are coming today should not be afraid.
Great to see you in our region. Thanks for dropping in the studio this morning,
mate. No worries. Good to be
appreciate
here.
See you later. Jay and Dave for breakfast. You can listen to that podcast again on our website, cfmmackay.com.au.